January 21st, 2020, the Feast of Mary, Protectress of the Faith, 34th Anniversary. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, many years ago, I came to this messenger requesting the title Protectress of the Faith. My request was denied and maligned by those who refused to recognize the great crisis of faith that was beginning and would become commonplace throughout the Church. Now, in these present times, the true faith is only held in the hearts of a dwindling remnant faithful. What was regarded as unnecessary by the powers that be so many years ago has proven to be a grace-filled weapon in the battle to guard and protect the deposit of faith in hearts and in the Church itself. This title, Protectress of the Faith, has proven to be not just another title, but a shield of great power against apostasy. No one of any wisdom could in truth deny this. Therefore, I come today to reiterate the grave necessity of this title, despite disregard for recognition by any authority. I will come to the aid of any who seek my assistance in the face of disbelief or the persecution of liberal thinking. I will protect the gift of faith God has so generously placed in hearts. I am your shield against unbelievers. I will never abandon the faithful, even unto death. You are my children. I am your mother. I hold you in my arms and embrace you in my heart. I strengthen you against any weakness. Call me by my name, Protectress of the Faith. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 22. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Mother.